AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
The truth is, the price of progress is pain. Most people do not want to experience pain. They like comfort. So if you want progress, you must be willing to, in the process, experience pain so that you may achieve your goal.
You have to take a path that's dangerous, and most people want to take the safe path. The safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation. So whatever you're doing, do it like your life depends on it. Whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. You got to get after it, and you got to have discipline.
Hey, man, why do you care? Why do you care so much what people think about you, what you went through, right? Why are you putting so much on other people? To be at the point of your life where you don't care about being judged. You can be in a room of a million people and they all hate you. And you walk in and you go like this.
Once you realize that you are not alone, everybody that's talking to you about how jacked up you are, only thing they've done better than you is they've hidden their fucked up world better than you have.
It is easy to quit on yourself. It is very hard to quit on the person to your left or the person to your right. It is very hard to quit on your family. It is very hard to quit on your kids. Even if you don't have a family right now, you are working for your future family. You don't have the option to quit. If you quit, they starve. If you quit, they lose. And it's easy for us to quit on ourselves when things get hard. So we need to remind ourselves over and over and over again that when we quit, other people are gonna fucking lose because of that. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe it's not who you think it is, but other people will see you lose, and they will lose because of that.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for making it to this point. And it's okay to say that. Look in the mirror and say, I'm proud of myself. What did you achieve today? I achieved another day. I didn't give up. That's worthy. It's worthy of giving yourself some real significant esteem. Because it matters. Sometimes that's the best you can do is survive that day.
Between the acting of a dreadful thing and the first motion, all the interim is like a phantasma or a hideous dream. Between the acting of a dreadful thing, between the moment when you are waiting to do something that you don't want to do, and the first motion, and the moment when you initiate the action, all the interim, the whole time you are waiting to take that action, is like a phantasma or a hideous dream, is like an evil specter, an apparition, a nightmare. So the battle, the struggle, the hesitation takes place in that moment. That moment when we must step into the unknown.
Do you want the hard of regret when you're older and you're on your deathbed and regretting the opportunities you didn't take, the risks you didn't take, the experiences you didn't have? Or do you want the hard of each time you took those risks and opportunities and had those experiences? Yeah, they were overwhelming. Yeah, they were hard. Yeah, it freaked you out, but it ended up making you a better human. If you take away suffering and leave discomfort, you realize that the only difference between discomfort and suffering is resistance.
If each day you do difficult things and make these daily optimizations, each day through the doing of micro difficulties, you build greater self-respect. And as you build greater self-respect, you fall in love with yourself. It's a great way to build self-love. I mean, one of the tactics to remember is, how do you grow self-love? You consistently make and then keep self-promises.
Moment filled with fear and horror. And that fear is what causes hesitation, and hesitation causes defeat. Hesitation is the enemy. Hesitation allows the moment to pass, the opportunity to be lost, the enemy to get the upper hand. Hesitation turns into cowardice. It stops us from moving forward, from taking initiative, from executing what we know we must.
Life, I've discovered, always sends you scenarios perfectly designed to teach you the lessons you most need to learn to get to your next grade of growth. Things never unfold for your failure. Everything always happens in your favor. And we are most alive when we are closest to our fears.
The major key to your taking charge of your destiny is you. It's you. And even though you might not have all the things going for you that you would like, you have the power within you. As you begin to develop your consciousness, as you hold the vision of what it is that you want to do, as you decide to answer this small voice within you, because as you respond to this voice that's telling you you ought to do this, the way will come, ideas will come to you. You will begin to attract things you need and things that you don't even know that you need right now. But if you don't put yourself out here, if you don't become actively involved in life, if you hold back on yourself and continue to procrastinate, most people go through life as volunteer victims. They go through life volunteering to be victims, giving excuses on why they're not pursuing their greatness, giving excuses on why they're not doing the things that they want to do, putting it off again and again and again, wasting valuable time.
Life is very valuable, ladies and gentlemen. Time is very valuable. And it's very fragile. You've got to decide to do what you can right now, and don't delay.
Hesitation defeats us, so we must defeat it. To win, all you have to do is overcome that moment, the waiting, the hesitation. And to do that, all you have to do is go. Move. Take the action. Get out of bed. Get your feet on the ground. Step forward. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. Go forward and win.
As I see so many people give away their vision, I see so many people stop going hard for their dreams. I see so many people not unwrapping their gifts. Not because they're incapable of it, not because they don't want to do it. It's because they allow something outside of them to kill the power, to kill the joy, to kill the drive, to kill the hunger that's inside of them. And I want to tell you right now, you can't allow nothing to kill that from. You got to be like a lion for your goals. You got to be like a lion for your dreams. You got to be like a lion for your vision. You got to be like a lion for the best you. You got to be like a lion for your greatness.
When you look in the mirror, you can lie and see what's on the surface. You cannot lie what's going on inside. And that's what people are not willing to see. The lies that are truly going on inside of them that are not allowing them to win over and over, or sometimes even win once. You have to look. Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that
a lot of people haven't visited in a long, long time because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
That is what you really need to be afraid of, being stagnant. So, get up and go. Take the risk, take the gamble, take the first step, take action. And don't let another day slip by.
Like, there is no secret, there is no quick fix, there is no hack, there is no path of least resistance. The quickest way for you to go from where the fuck you are to where you want to be is that you're trying to avoid doing. Everything that happens, use it for your upliftment, learning, and grow in the midst of it. Ask, what can I learn from this? What can I get from this? How did I end up here? What's the blessing in this for me? Ask yourself that, whatever it is, and don't let it go until you get your blessing out of it, because there's a blessing there. There's a lesson there. There's something for you in everything that happens to you for you to learn from that experience. Look at it, examine it, analyze it, dissect it, take it apart until it reveals itself to you, and then get what you need from that and move on.
Life and winning is a bunch of sprints within a marathon. Bunch of sprints within a marathon. And you can't see the end line. Like in a marathon, you know where the end line is. And winning, that win, that race may have an end line, but there's another start line right after. People that are really driven, and this is not about money, and this isn't about fame. This is about, you could be winning as a school teacher. You could be winning as an entrepreneur. You could be winning in business. You could be winning as an athlete. It's that every single time you sprint to that finish line, there's another start line that's coming. It's why it never ends. It's a marathon that just keeps going, going, and going.
Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again, because the day you become content, the day you stop evaluating yourself, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you.
Fear of failure will stop you from cutting corners. Fear of failure will keep you working, thinking, striving, and relentlessly trying to be more prepared for battle. So I want you to be afraid of failing. I fear failure, but more important, I want you to be horrified, terrified of sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
What come out your mouth is what's going to come back to you. It's the law of attraction. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm gonna get fit this year. Strong possibility. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm gonna be rich one day. Strong possibility. That's how it works, man. It is the law of attraction. The moment you say it, you begin the change. It's the process.
When events happen in our life, it's not necessary to keep carrying them, especially if they're negative ones. You can just stop right there and go on to the next thing. It's a choice. Do I want to be in an environment where I'm not happy, or do I want to be in an environment where I am happy? But most of us have that choice, but are so caught up in conventional rules and conventional way of mannerisms and social structure that we hold ourselves in places we don't even want to be.
this delusion we've sold people on that getting what you want is going to make you happy. You know, so you could call success getting what you want. I don't define it that way, but that's how most people do. But then there's fulfillment. And fulfillment is living what you're made for. It's like, I think the biggest challenge people have, and the reason they're not able to respond to challenges, they're just thinking about themselves, and it's not that hard to meet your own needs. Right? It's not a straight line. If you go to nature, you will not see a straight line unless a human built it. Because everything grows a little up and down, like a stalk, like anything else. But if it really grows, it keeps going, but it's a winding process. And so I think the problem is that people don't have something that they're wanting to serve more than themselves.
I didn't put myself out here. See, the reason that most of us go through life never discovering our true greatness, literally walking, breathing corpses, the uncommitted life isn't worth living. Why? Because it doesn't produce anything. See, you only make things happen. Your life only counts. You only make a difference when you are committed. When you make a commitment with your life.
I think it's believing in the 85-year-old version of you who's exactly who you want to be, and then ruthlessly looking at the discrepancy between the pittance of a human that you are now compared to that man or that woman, and then step by step breaking down the many differences and starting on the first one and pulling the thread.
The idea that self-love is holding yourself to a higher standard than anyone else does, you believing in you more than anybody else does.
Move on. Straight up, move on. Forget them.
Lay hold of it. You lay hold of it. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You should have quit 10 years ago. You should have been quit. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard.
As life unfolds, life comes at you with so much. There's going to be certain seasons in life to where you're in a season of just enduring. You just got to endure right now, right? Whatever you're going through, sometimes you're in that season of, man, it's time to endure. Those things are necessary so you can become a different version of yourself, and you can grow and learn from these experiences. So one day you can go back when somebody else is going through something and you can share them.
But in terms of you framing acceptance as saying that I am comfortable with who I am and I cannot be better and I must be satisfied with that, is the biggest embodiment of failure that I can imagine. There's a difference between saying I am good enough and I am good. So you could say, I am good enough for my current state based on the work that I've put into it, but I could be better. You can accept that the work that you have done has created the outcome that you've created, but you do not need to accept that the outcome that you've created is the end all be all and the last outcome that you need to have.
But deep down, you know that something more is for you, and that's the risk. And as scary as it can be, as terrifying as the leap may seem, that risk, the edge of where you are and where you can go, is where life begins. That space is where you feel alive. That voice that's calling out from inside of you, it may not be the voice of encouragement. It may be the voice that says, stay where you are. We're comfortable here. And it will give you every reason and sell you every clause of why it makes more sense to stay. And the place where you can go
the version of you that waits, it won't say a word.
Can you sustain the failure, the opposition, and the challenges? Because the one thing I can guarantee, you're going to get hit with opposition and adversity, Doc. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care how nice you are. It's coming to see you. I don't care how grand your dreams and your goals are. It's coming to see you. I don't care how nice of a person you are. It's coming to see you. I don't care how motivated you are. It's coming to see you. That's why it says adversity causes some cats to break and other cats to break records.
50% of men and women cannot or will not look at themselves in the mirror because they are either disgusted or disappointed with where they are in life. And if you cannot look at yourself in the mirror, that is an act of self-rejection. That is an act of self-criticism. That is an act of self-hatred. That's not just a casual thing you're doing. The rest of us that can look at ourselves, what we do when we look at ourselves is we focus on the things we need to fix. For most women, putting on makeup is not additive. It's not a creative expression. It's covering something up that you don't like. And for so many men, if it's not about your appearance, it's about where you are in life, the mistakes that you've made. That action, that intention behind it is self-rejection.
I know a lot of you out there, you've lost your voice. And I want to speak to you to tell you that even if you decide from hearing from others that they told you that you cannot speak or what you say doesn't matter, you can still speak. I know you can speak because I was speaking all throughout my life inside of me.
A wise person once said, "What surprises me most about humankind is that we get bored of our childhood, rush to grow up, and long to be children again. That we lose our health to make money, and then lose our money to restore our health. That by thinking anxiously about the future, we forget the present."
Who are you? Are you the one who endures? Let's find out. And when you find out that you can endure longer than you thought before, amazing things happen. You realize how powerful you truly are.
Do I have weakness? I am nothing but weakness. I'm not naturally strong or fast or flexible. I'm certainly not the smartest person in the world. I get emotional over stupid things. I eat the wrong foods. I don't sleep enough. I procrastinate and I waste time. I care too much about meaningless things and not enough about important things. My ego is too big, my mind is too small, often trapped inside itself. Now, all that being said, I have a saying. A person's strength is often their biggest weakness, but their weaknesses can become strengths.
Input determines output. Output determines outlook. Outlook determines outcome. Outcome determines destiny. I want to talk to you if you're going through things in your life. I want to ask you, what are you telling yourself? What are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself it's all happening to me and it's because why is it happening to me? What did I do wrong? Are you talking to yourself about how it's all happening to you? I wanted to ask you this because it all happened to me as well. And throughout the whole journey, I asked one question to myself every time, every day, every minute. I asked, what am I supposed to learn from all of these things that are happening to me? What is the lesson? Why is this happening to me and what should I learn from it? Are you doing that? Because I tell you, because that's how you get out of what's happening to you. When you ask, why is it happening to me and what am I supposed to learn? Because when you learn from it, you can use it as your superpower to overcome anything that happens to you after that. So I'm asking you, are you asking yourself this?
Once you make that first cold call, you're likely to keep going. Once you start writing that first sentence on this chapter, you're going to keep writing. Once you hit record on that video, on the video, you're going to keep going. Once you fill out the first name, last name line on the application you need to fill out, you're going to keep going. Once you pull up your resume template and you start writing, you're going to keep going. Because the problem isn't your ability to do what you need to do. I say every day that it is never too late to wake up and be the person you want to be. And you deserve that. And here's the truth on how you do that. You have to act like you believe in yourself before you believe in yourself. I'm going to say that again. You want to learn how to stop doubting yourself? You want to learn how to believe in yourself again? You want to learn how to not be so afraid or full of doubt? Because again, you have to act like you believe in yourself before you do believe in yourself. So let me just make this super, super detailed for you. When you wake up tomorrow morning and you sit down in that chair, you are acting like you believe in yourself.
When you endure, you show others what's possible. When you continue on and push when you are tired and you feel like your tank is on empty, you inspire and leave a legacy. Leaving that legacy of what humans are capable of. See, it's not about you. It's about everyone that comes after you. It's about the person to your left and your right that needs an example. You are that example, and you become that example because you can endure. You can endure the pain. I promise you can. You can endure the hate. I promise you can. Because when you show that your character is still intact in those moments when you have every reason to abandon it, that right there, my friend, is greatness. You have that greatness within you. You have the greatness to endure. Now go get it.
You don't have to have this victim mentality. You don't have to go around telling everybody your sad story of what happened to you and why you're this way. You can go and rewrite the story. You can grab the pen back from the hands of the abusers, of the bullies, of those that created limiting beliefs, and you could rewrite the story yourself. In all the blank pages that exist in your book of life. But that only happens when you start doing the self-work, when you commit to self-mastery. And I'm telling you, it's not just by reading a couple of self-help books. Figuring out who you are at your core, at your essence, what makes you tick. And only then will you be able to set higher standards of expectations for yourself. Only then will you begin to reach the milestone of impact, income, influence, inspiration. God, it's such a cool thing to be able to break through the seals of all your limiting beliefs in life.
There's going to be things that go on that are out of your control. The worst thing you can do is let something that's out of your control control you. Get control of yourself, get control of your emotions. Don't get angry, don't get frustrated. Instead, stay calm and figure out how to move forward.
There's a terminology in psychiatry called relational illness. You've heard people say, you make me sick. Some people can make you sick. That if you fool around with them long enough, will send you to an early grave. That will drive your blood pressure up. That will turn your hair gray. Who is it you need to get out of your life? You need to ask yourself the question, what is this relationship doing to me? Might be your spouse. Might be friends. Might be your job making you sick, stressing you out. And you being a volunteer victim, are you willing to die for it?
Listen, if there's only one fucking pedestal, you must be on it. The idealized version of you must be on it. Not me. Not any other guru or influencer or thought leader. You get on the pedestal. You become the idealized version. You become the hero in your life's story. If your life is a movie and the movie ends, do you want your name at the end in the credits to be the hero and the star, or do you want it to be taxi driver number two?
we start to trap ourselves within our own mind. And our mind is this big barrier, this big wall. And once we get to pain and suffering, that wall gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the mind says, it's time to quit. If we're able to find out different ways to get around that, the first thing you have to do is you have to calm your mind down. The very first thing you have to do is don't give yourself a way out. You got to trick yourself also and say, you know what? I might quit, but I'm not going to quit right now. If your mind knows, I'm not going to quit. You're not going to quit. Let your mind think it has a little control over you. Then, when you're able to calm down, you're able to think. And then realize, I call it the cookie jar, is you have to have something that fuels you in this time. So once you calm down, what's going to get you out of the chair? You got to remember that I've been in times just as hard as this. So I reflected back on my life.
Most of us were raised to become ordinary. And I'm not putting down ordinary, but ordinary is just not good enough for me. Ordinary is you go through your life and you fill out the forms and you pay your taxes and you do what your parents tell you and you're honorable and you're honest and you're a good citizen and then you die. Extraordinary is something very, very different. This is about recognizing within yourself that there's something very, very extraordinary that you haven't been trained to believe in, to come to a place where you can apply it and put it into your life. You can go way beyond ordinary. You can go way beyond just being average. All of us are extraordinary. We just have to come to believe it.
There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being. Things that you know are gonna improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are gonna make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things. Don't do the things that are making you weaker. Start doing the things that are gonna make you stronger and smarter and faster and healthier and gonna make you a better human being.
Things that you have in you that you don't even know, but until you get outside of your comfort zone, you will never discover it. You have something special. You have greatness within you. But in order to manifest your greatness, you've got to put yourself in a perpetual state of discomfort. Yes, you've got to challenge yourself. You've got to raise the bar on yourself. You've got to get busy. You've got to work your plan. It's time for me to do me, to pursue my dream, to work my plan, to implement the things that I want for myself and for my family and for my kids. And what is your legacy? What do you want to do for yourself?
Most people quit and never finish what they started is because they continually stack L's instead of W's. You probably do things to set yourself up to fail in life. You set your alarm clock to wake up at a certain time and then you hit that snooze button. What did you do? You stacked the L. If you think that you're meant for big goals and big dreams, change lots of lives and impact and inspire people, well, you probably need a lot of confidence. If you're always stacking losses, hitting the snooze button, saying you're gonna go work out and you don't, saying you're gonna eat clean and you don't, saying you're gonna read a few pages out of a book and you don't, and all those things seem small and trivial until they add up over days, weeks, months, and years, and you have hardened your subconscious into knowing that you are an imposter, that you are not a promise keeper, and therefore your reputation with yourself erodes. Your reputation with yourself, as it turns out, is your confidence.
You will hold sturdy against anything that's thrown at you based on that firm inner conviction that you will not falter, you will not flounder, you will not fail.
Success is not measured on the days when the sun shines. Success is measured on the dark, stormy, cloudy days. And if you can't absorb failure, you're never going to meet success.
The emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
You are 100% disciplined to all your current habits. If your current habits are not leading you in the direction of your dreams, a powerful new decision must be made. Discipline gets exponentially easier when you first make a decision and then commit to that decision. What's the decision that needs to be made? How you're going to show up for yourself, for your life, and for your dreams. And who you're going to be today.
You can spend your whole life looking back at your past, but that time is gone. What's important is right here, right now. You're not defined by your traumas. You're more than that. But it's up to you to bring yourself back. Write your own story. You're the hero. It's time.
Life has a habit of tossing us difficulty, struggle, and hardship. And it's natural, it's needed. In those spaces is when we have the opportunity to grow the most. Rarely do we grow when we're in spaces of comfort and warmth and protection. In life, we see it all too often. You're starting to level up, you're starting to progress. You have these big, lofty goals. You have these things that you're walking towards, you're pushing towards, and inevitably, you get smacked in the mouth. You fall down, you get told stop, get back in your box. It's not meant for you, it's meant for somebody else. And my message is this, it's meant for you. It's meant for all of us. But in that space, we have to remember that we gotta get out of our own way. This is the year. This is our opportunity. I'm mindful that the harder we push towards greatness, the harder resistance is pushed towards us to keep us where we are.
You're not afraid of failing. You're afraid of what other people will think of you if you fail. But if you're afraid of that, imagine what they think of you when you aren't even trying. Oh yeah, they aren't.
Major reason why people fail in life is because of the expediency factor. That we always do, and we always take the fastest and easiest route to get the things that we want. But the fastest and easiest route in life is almost always the route to failure. It's short-term gain for long-term pain. We do what is fun and easy today instead of what is hard and necessary, and then we have to do what is hard and necessary at the end of our life. It's too late. And you'll find that the willingness and the ability to discipline yourself, to be clear about what it is you want, to be clear where you're going, to be clear about the results that you're expected to accomplish, and then to only work on those results. The ability to discipline yourself to do that is absolutely critical to success.
Don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow. Start today. Start now. Start being who you're supposed to be and doing what you're supposed to do now.
Things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. Think things are gonna just go your way? Well, they're not gonna just go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Guess what? That's the way life is. You don't have enough time. You gotta make time. It's not just gonna happen. You gotta make it happen. Go make things happen.
Who are you on those days you don't want to do things? It's easy to conquer when it's good weather. You got good sleep. Work's going good. The family's good. You feel great. Your body's not injured. Those are the easy days to conquer. But who are you on those fucking days when all hell broke loose? You're miserable. Who are you on those days? Those people who get up on those days when everything's up and still grind? That's the separator right there.
Your haters are out there holding their breath, waiting for you to fail. Make sure they suffocate.
Discipline does not have to be all grit and denial. Discipline is giving the current version of you the boundaries and the new rules so that the next level of you can take over and create the life of your dreams. Because the current version of you can't get there. Draw the line in the sand. Raise the bar for yourself. Create systems and fail-safes that make it easy for you to stay disciplined and successful. Expect more of yourself. And then get to work.
You know how you judge and you measure a good man?
A good man does the right thing even when it's not the easy thing. That's how you judge the character of a good man. A good man does the right thing even when it's not the easy thing. Because most people, when something is difficult, it alters their character. Right, most people, when a challenge is present, it alters their character, their thought process, their perspective, what they say they value, what they say they were a part of.
No more. No more. No more excuses. No more I'll start tomorrow. No more just this one time. No more accepting the shortfalls of my own will. No more taking the easy road. No more bowing down to whatever unhealthy or unproductive thoughts that float through my mind. No. No more.
I don't want you to be a fucking loser. What if you told people the story of, hey, I had a fucked up life, but I don't want to tell you that. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do next. And I'm going to go out and do it. That is what self-development is about. That is what peak performance is about. That is what breaking through self-limiting beliefs is about, is rewriting the story. Because as long as you have breath in your lungs, as long as your heart is beating, as long as you have consciousness in your mind, you can go and rewrite the story of how your life ends and how your life continues from this day forward, the legacy that you live.
God made you for a purpose, on purpose. And the truth about it is, most people ain't gonna understand it because they didn't create you. Stop letting people quote this. Stop letting people that didn't create you control you. You're allowing human beings that are living their perspective and respect to it. You're allowing people that's living their life, their truths, all those things that are putting those on you, and you're feeling guilty, you're feeling bad, you're feeling like you're not enough with people that don't even know their own worth. You're allowing people that don't even know who they are to put labels on yourself for you to question who you are.
No more waiting for the perfect moment. No more indecision. No more lies. Not feeling it. How do I handle those days when I'm just not feeling it? Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just sick of the grind? What do I do on those days? I go anyway. Even if I'm just going through the motions, I go through the motions. Don't really want to work out? I work out. Don't really want to hammer on a project? I hammer on a project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed? I get up and get out of bed.
The very fact that you're alive, the very fact that you were born, the very fact that every morning your contract is renewed, is a vote of confidence, a divine vote of confidence, that you are absolutely necessary, that you're indispensable, that you have within you everything you need to face any challenge. That doesn't mean we won't be challenged. It means that we have the strength to deal with any challenge. But know that you have everything you need. And therefore just forge ahead. And a breakthrough will happen. It's a tremendous lesson in life. When you understand this, it means that you matter absolutely and forever.
Don't take today off. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen. Instead, go through the motions. lift the weights, sprint the hill, work on the projects, get out of bed.
Practice only makes improvement. Perfection doesn't exist. You need to take it out of a dictionary. It doesn't exist. Practice only makes improvement. You can always better your best. You have not done your best work yet. As long as you're here, you have a chance to transcend yourself. So don't believe in perfection. It doesn't exist.
Purpose is this big, scary word that needs to be simplified. And so my first simplification is, the first is what you're passionate about. The second thing I'd say is, what are you naturally good at? What do you already have expertise or skills in that you aren't even aware of or you're not even conscious of? So many of us have so many talents, so many hidden gifts, but we keep placing them on the back burner. The third thing I'd ask is there a pain in the world that you want to solve? Is there a problem in the world that you feel really calls to you? Some people don't find their purpose through their passion, they find it through their pain. And so the way I define it is that your passion makes you happy. And when you use your passion in the service of others, that's a purpose because it makes them happy. So how can you use your gifts and your talents and the things you love to improve the lives of others?
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
A simple fundamental that we all know and few people practice: energy. Energy is life. When your energy is low, what happens to your psychology, to your mindset? When it's low enough, you're in a place where you're just so exhausted, so laid out. It's just like, oh my God, I can't handle more of this stuff. And then what happens in that state? Everything is difficult. Everything is a burden. Everything is hard. But when your energy is high and your whole body is engaged and you feel this aliveness, now problems are things you love to attack. You rip them open. You spend 5% of your time on the problem and 95% of your time on the solution. That's what makes you a leader.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
I don't like procrastination, but if you feel like you need a break, that is the one thing you should procrastinate. Taking a break is the one thing I put off until tomorrow. You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the downward path.
See, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential. As opposed to saying no. See, 87% of our self-talk is negative. So you've got to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to say yes to your dreams. Why not? Why not me? Don't spend time like most people going through life complaining. You got to learn to let the past go so you can grow. Many people never act on their dreams because they allow their past experiences to determine what their possibilities are. Whatever you've done in the past, that's not a reflection of your possibilities. That's just a reflection of your consciousness. That's just a reflection of your development and your growth. The future is unfolding for you right now. The future is unlimited for you right now. No one knows where you can go. No one knows what you're capable of or what's possible for you.
You know what passion is? Passion is an emotion. It's an emotion without an action. Passion will get you nowhere. Inner drive will get you nowhere unless you act on it. You have to act on your passion. You have to act on your inner drive. Don't let those feelings stay inside of you. You got to know what to do with them. You got to know how to make them work in order to get what you want. Don't keep it inside.